This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The decision to expel United Nations staff from Ethiopia could affect the emergency aid operation in the north of the country, where needs are more critical than ever, UN humanitarians have warned. The development comes after the Ethiopian government on Thursday declared 7 UN staff persona non grata and ordered them to leave the country within 72 hours. Those affected by the announcement were 5 members of the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office, OCHA, a representative from UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, and a team leader from the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR. The move was condemned swiftly by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who voiced his shock at the announcement, followed by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, whose office rejected accusations of meddling by Addis Ababa. In Geneva, here's Jens Laker from the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, which is overseeing the emergency aid operation in northern Ethiopia.
The issue is not that we've been asked to stop operations. So until now, there's no indication that it stops the operation. Of course, when senior leaders are being asked to leave in this abrupt way, it may have repercussions. No doubt about that.
Only 11% of the aid trucks required to meet the needs of more than 5.2 million people in Tigray have been able to access the war-torn region, according to OCHA. This at a time of unprecedented levels of hunger, with nearly 8 in 10 pregnant and lactating women diagnosed with acute malnutrition in Tigray, the aid office said in its latest update. The killing of a prominent Rohingya activist in Cox's Bazar refugee camp has been condemned by UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet, who on Friday called for a prompt investigation into his death. Her office said that Moib Allah was shot dead on Wednesday by unknown assailants in the Kutu Palong, Cox's Bazar refugee camp in southern Bangladesh. The camp complex was set up in August 2017 and is home to more than 750,000 Rohingya who fled mass killings, rapes and persecution by the Myanmar army and security forces. In a tribute to Mr. Allah, the High Commissioner for Human Rights said that he had spent his life fighting to ensure that the plight of Myanmar's Rohingya people was known worldwide. Spokesperson for the High Commissioner, Rupert Colville, speaking in Geneva.
We fully understand the huge challenges Bangladesh has faced in hosting the Rohingya refugees and the need for more external support. However, the safety and protection, as well as basic rights of refugees and those hosted in Cox's Bazar and Basan Shah, must be ensured.
Mr. Colville said that Mr. Allah's death is a clear example of the insecurity in the camp and the apparent attempts to silence moderate civil society voices. Immediate action is needed to respond to the severe drought that is ravaging communities in northern Kenya, the UN said on Friday. 2.5 million people are already experiencing deep food insecurity after 2 back-to-back rainy seasons failed. By November, needs will have tripled since the same time last year in the country's arid and semi-arid lands, said UN Aid Coordination Office OCHA, which has appealed for nearly $140 million to assist 1.3 million people. Stephen Jackson, UN Resident Coordinator for Kenya, described the situation as dire.
Yesterday in Wajir, northern Kenya, I visited and the people I spoke with there said it had been more than a year since they had last felt rain. At the El Noor clinic yesterday, which is supported by WFP and UNICEF, I spoke with a young mother, Zainab, who told me that she couldn't feed her children that morning and that she didn't know if she would be able to put food on the table that evening and that many of her livestock have already died because of the drought.
The UN official added that malnutrition rates are rising rapidly, posing an imminent risk to children and pregnant women. This comes on top of the 2017 drought, COVID-19 and the recent locust infestations. The Flash Appeal brings together 45 humanitarian partners, including UN agencies and NGOs, to complement the government's response to the drought crisis in the region. Daniel Johnson, UN News.